I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Madison Mercantile. Paul Ramo here along with Chris Shelstead.
Hey, Paul.
Broadcasting live, coffee at the Merc.
Here we are.
And you have your coffee.
And I am drinking coffee. I don't think you're drinking coffee today, Paul.
I'm don't have anything in front of me, I guess.
Well,
that's unusual.
We must be falling down on our job. Well, when you got here, there was a whole bunch of people here for a celebration of life. That's one of the many things that people like to do here is gather after a graveside service or something like that. So there's a lot of people here, a lot of kids, and we found ourselves a quiet spot here. And that I'll just warn everybody, if the doors fly open and a bunch of kids run through, that's just life at the Merc.
That's right. Busy place, that's for sure. A lot of people here today. And we're in what room do you call this that we're broadcasting
well,
from?
Well, Paul, you should like this room because we call it the Foundry.
That's right.
The Foundry Lounge.
The Foundry Lounge.
And the reason is all of these Foundry plates that came from that wonderful Municipal Castings Incorporated.
Yep.
And we use this room a lot for co-working space, different offices, different desks that people can use. But it's also a little quieter away from the hubbub of the kitchen sometimes. So, yeah, it's kind of my favorite room, too.
All right, and we're in some fancy chairs.
What's
this huge lamp here?
You know, everything in this room has a story. The chair you're sitting in came from a local couple who didn't have room for it anymore. I could name names, but I'm not gonna. And this big, beautiful stained glass lamp came from the gentleman who used to run Valentino's restaurant in Monty. He made it. And he sold it to me for $20, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is. Everything else in here has a story, so sometime we'll have to sit down and write them all down, because they're all in my head.
Yeah, you got the old hotel sign here, Runglund's television sign, Prairie Arts sign.
The old Prairie Arts Center sign, the doors from the theater, chairs from the nursing home, you name it. But, you know, it's really great as conversation starters. Somebody will come in and go, hey, I remember that, or I used to work there, or, you know, it's really great to have people come in and be able to use the space. It's almost like a museum, but a working museum where you can actually live, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the rest of the building, you know, we've got different rooms for different functions, but each one is kind of decorated differently, and it almost feels like a movie set sometimes, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we better get to it because you got a lot of stuff happening this summer here at the Madison Merc.
We got a lot of stuff happening this week, Paul.
Oh, this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the first thing I wanted to mention really quick is that we have this group called the Mixed Blood Theater. They're coming from Minneapolis.
Okay.
And they are a group that does a lot of great, interesting theater in Minneapolis and St. Paul. But they also come out to small towns. They get to know the community. They interview a whole bunch of people. And then they write a play about that town.
Oh, wow.
And then they come back and they do that play with their professional actors and with local people. So now's your chance to shine, Paul. You could be the star of the show.
Oh, is that Place-Based Productions?
No, it's called Mixed Blood.
Oh, Mixed Blood, okay.
Mixed Blood Theater. So they're going to be here on Wednesday, and they want to meet a whole bunch of townspeople. So if you think you have a story to tell or you think you're a character, and we know a lot of them, come on over to the Merc on Wednesday. And Thursday morning they'll be here, too. So we want them to really get a feel for the vibrancy of our community and what makes our community unique. And, Paul, you're one of those things.
No.
You better come on over.
Well, they did something similar to that in Appleton a few years ago, and I was in that play.
Well, you
I played the governor, Governor Elmer.
Yeah.
Forget his name, but...
Well,
you grew up in Appleton.
I think you just auditioned. I think you're in the show now.
Okay.
So that's really going to be fun. And then that's part of our plan to really activate the Prairie Arts Center. You know, when Wayne Borsted kindly gifted the building to the Madison Art and Innovation Center, we put our heads together and said, what do we need to do? What does the community want at that space? So we are kicking off the season. We got a nice little grant from Southwest Minnesota Arts Council, and I want a big shout out to SMOC. They gave us a little bit of funding. Well, it's a good bit of funding. It's enough to really do stuff great this summer. And we're going to kick off that whole summer event on June 6th.
Mark that on your calendar.
June 6th, our friend Charlie Roth, who has been so good to us and brought so many great musicians here, he is bringing Michael Shines.
Michael Shines.
He's from Minneapolis. He's gotten quite the following in the cities over the last couple of years. He is coming out here with Charlie to do a song swap and kind of experience the new to us venue that is the Prairie Arts Center. So that is going to be really exciting. So it's Michael Shines on the 6th.
Okay.
And then we're going to just have a good time in that building all week. And then it's on the 12th, the next Saturday, we're having the Dissonant Creatures. And that is a really great group of jazz musicians.
Okay. Have they been here before?
They played here at the Merck, and we went, oh, no, they are way too big and loud and crazy for this space. So we got them in the Prairie Arts Center this time. And the really cool thing about the Dissonant Creatures is they're going to have a local celebrity with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Danny Jimenez, who did some baristaing for us, did some social media for us over the past year. His wife's a music teacher out at Lacaparle. He is going to be sitting in with them and playing the drums because he's a jazz drummer. So they're going to do some recording. They're going to make some connections. So that's one of the really cool things about bringing musicians out here. They might find somebody local who just, like, fits the bill, who is can be part of their team. And it really helps our local musicians get connected to the bigger music scene. So,
awesome.
So, yeah, that first, you know, the 6th through the 12th, what is it, Saturday, 12th to 13th.
Saturday the 13th is a Saturday, 7 o'clock.
June 6th through June 13th, we're going to have fabulous music at the Prairie Arts Center. And I looked on the calendar, and it would be the 111th anniversary of that congregation that used to be there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're going to do some historical stuff. We're going to have food. We're going to have beverages, you name it. And then that kicks off a whole season of great stuff. One of the other things that's coming up real quick at the PAC in June, we are hosting the Missoula Children's Theater. They come out here in their big red bus. They put together a production. They do auditions with kids, and they, within 1 week, they do all the auditions, and they have a show.
Wow.
So we're doing that around the 15th of June through the 20th of June. More information
that's
will come
out. That's at the Prairie Arts Center, too?
Yep. That's the Prairie Arts Center.
Is this like a kind of open house week for Prairie Arts Center?
Yep, we're just going to open the doors to everybody. We want people, especially kids, young people, to get familiar with the building, know what they could do there. We're going to kick off a theater club. That'll be every Tuesday from 3 to 6. If you're interested in theater or performance of any kind, come on over and meet other youth that are also interested in that and see what we can put together. I think we can do so many great things. There's young musicians that are so good. There's some of us more seasoned people who haven't been in a play for a very long time.
You were in a lot of plays in high school, aren't you?
In high school, but the only acting I did since then was when I was in the Army. But, no, it's been really great. We've got just a great lineup through May, June, July. I think we'll take a break somewhere in August for a minute. But other than that, we're ending the season with a beautiful puppet show and maybe even a haunted house.
Ooh, for Halloween?
Yep.
Okay.
That sounds like fun.
Did you put the new sound system in?
Well, happened was we, right after we were gifted the building, a group of benefactors, that's what I'm supposed to call them,
okay,
a group of benefactors bought us a brand new set of audio equipment for the stage.
Wow.
It was, you know, a pretty big deal. Monitors and microphones and speakers and a board. I don't even know what you call the boards. And all the things you need to make that stuff work. So it's a really beautiful gift that was given. And so now anybody who wants to use the stage for open mic or to practice or whatever will have a set of equipment there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
People have been really generous, Paul. I tell you know, when we first got the building, we approached the Nibby Family Foundation.
Yep.
Because Jay Nibby and Jeff Nibby and, you know, their whole family.
Dawn, yep.
All involved in theater. In fact, Jay played my dad in my very first play. So we approached them about maybe helping through the Family Foundation get the ball rolling at the Prairie Arts Center, and they were more than happy to do that. They gave us a donation, and then they challenged us to raise $10,000.
Mm.
And if we did, they'd give us another $10,000.
Oh, how'd you do?
We did it in 3 months.
Awesome.
We got it. So around April 23rd, morning of April 24th, we raised that $10,000, And it was awesome because it was just in time for us to go take a picture with the Nibby family out at the
track meet.
Yep. Yeah. So
awesome.
I just, you know, public shout out to everybody who ponied up and gave us a $5 donation, or there was a couple families that gave a really nice donation.
Awesome.
And I think that's just indicative of how important the Prairie Arts Center and all of those programs have been over the years. So,
yep.
So glad we're entrusted with moving that whole legacy forward.
Forward, you bet.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It
really
is.
Exciting
it
stuff
is.
There.
It's going to be a lot of work, and we'll take all the volunteers we
okay.
can get.
All right.
Yeah.
And there's some more things happening at the Merck, too, I understand.
Yeah.
You got trivia night still?
Yep. That's this Friday.
Okay.
So the second Friday of every month we have trivia, and, you know, Tony Borman puts that together, so it's local, it's unique, it's sometimes you'll get some trivia questions about Madison or about the region. It's a lot of fun. We have 5, 6, 7 teams, and you never know when the subject of trivia that night might be your expertise. So
awesome.
Put together a team and come on down for
all right.
trivia. And then we always have open mic the third Friday of every month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're doing something for Mother's Day, a Mother's Day tea and music?
Well, we're just going to have a beautiful tea services available, so if moms and daughters want to come by and have a little tea
this
on
is on Saturday.
Saturday,
not Sunday, Saturday.
Not Saturday.
Okay.
So it's not going to be like a big production, but if you want to have a nice spot to take mom on Saturday, just have a cup of tea and listen to a little music. I think that's going to be a super thing to do.
Is there a specific time for that?
I think we said 11 to 2-ish.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And you know, we're open on Saturdays from 10 to 3 normally, but we sometimes stay later if we have music that night.
Okay.
And so it's a good time to ask everybody who's listening and anybody who comes to the Merck, you know, is there anything we could do to change those hours? We're open at 7 o'clock every morning, so you can get here and get your coffee. You can send your order in the night before.
Yeah,
and it'll be ready.
I've done that.
Awesome. And so we're open at 7 to 5 every day. Stay open later on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, you know, basically the end date depends on what's happening.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The biggest thing on our agenda right now is our new kitchen.
Ooh, talk about that.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is great. We're sitting right by it.
Yep, we can look through the window and see it. So what we're building is a shared kitchen, a community kitchen, and it'll be a commercial kitchen. So say you make the best salsa in town, right, Paul? You can use our kitchen because it's a commercial kitchen. You could make that salsa and sell it to the grocery store.
Sweet.
Or sell it to the school or whatever. So we are hoping that the access to a commercial kitchen like this will really help people start their food businesses. So we got somebody that's going to come and bake bread. Maybe we can really have a good bakery going.
Yep.
You know, there's somebody that's going to do a honey product that needs a commercial kitchen. There's somebody that's going to come and do some lunches. And we can also use that space for teaching. So we're working with Community Ed, 4-H, different organizations, Countryside
right.
Public Health, to see what we can do in that space to help people make good food for themselves.
Okay. That's exciting. It's not quite done yet, but
no.
we're working on
yeah.
it, making progress.
You know, shout out to Cass Plumbing and Potter Electric and Bagnes Construction. They have just done such a great job getting us to this point, but now everything's got to come together to finish it. So
okay, good.
Yeah,
much needed in our community.
Oh, fun. Yeah, it's fun, Paul. You got to pack up and get yourself to a ball game.
I got a ball game at 5 o'clock. I think I can do it.
Yeah, you think you can? Well, all right. We'll part the seas here and make sure nobody's
right.
in your way and get on out of here.
All right, you're doing a fantastic job, Chris, here at the Madison Merck. Just want to invite everybody to come down, check it out, bring your families down. It's a amazing place.
Thank you, Paul.
Everyone's talking about it.
Well, it's a labor of
everywhere
love.
I go.
Oh, yep. I appreciate it. Thanks, Paul. Everybody talks about you, too, but I'm not going to tell you what they say.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Paul.
Chris Shelston with Madison Merck, and that's another Coffee at the Merck.